My position is multifaceted. Very simply, it is we do have to withdraw, but we need to do it under a timetable that's reasonable for us. And that could be, I don't know if that's a very short timetable, but I think the longer we're there, we're in the middle of a civil war, it is very difficult to extract ourselves if we don't think of our timetable. The second thing is Iraq has to, as a government of Iraq, has to step up to the plate much more aggressively than they are today. They're attempting, but they need to really step up. And the countries surrounding Iraq need to be part of this equation, and they're not as much as they could be. The other issue is we need to really redeploy focused on the issue of Al-Qaeda and the terrorist activity, and that's in Pakistan and Afghanistan. That's where really the issues are. And so I see that it will be a top issue. It has to be worked cooperatively with the president because you can take the funding away, but unless the president withdraws them, you're in a box. You're in a standoff. So, but you have to I think there's no question from what I hear from all throughout the state of Alaska, people want us out of there, and I don't disagree with that. We need to do it in a safe timetable for us as Americans, but we need to get Iraq and those folks up to the plate better than they are, and then redeploy a portion of those resources to the real fight, which is Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan. But the big shift, the biggest challenge we're going to have is the veterans, the active military and veterans. As they come back, we will have generations of services that must be provided. And that is not occurring today. We will deal with the war because the country wants us out. And I think that is, this election is about that. And I think the next page is of this story is how do we deal with the veterans and the long-term care and the services they're going to need.